1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade was the wettest on record. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. Property owners in special flood hazard areas who have mortgages from federally regulated lenders are required to carry flood insurance. Those who are not required to have coverage may still want to review their individual flood risk. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search for your address on FEMA's Map Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. The DOT's February Law of the Month is to see and be seen. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility. Headlights should also be amber or white without decorative covers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn. 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers. Our high right around 66 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunder showers are possible. We're going to drop down into the 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.